Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's now time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd. Chick-fil-A Beachwood Barnett Shoals, coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. We bring in Double J, Jeff Johnson, for the Friday edition of the Athens Little League Report. Jeff, how are you this Friday?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing fantastic, and we can't wait for you to just go ahead and dive right into today's Athens Little League Report. So take it away, Jeff.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Well, listen, you know, we didn't have any games played last night at Holland Park, so we're kind of turning our attention right at the moment to the final games of the season. Tomorrow is closing Saturday, and we're going to have a full slate of games throughout the day that are going to have some big impacts on our division standings going into the tournament, which starts Monday. So, you know, given that Fridays are normally a day when we report on machine pitch and double-A games from the night before, I thought I'd dedicate this Friday's report to those two leagues and give you a taste of some of the drama that's set to unfold here in the next 36 hours. So, you know, starting in the double-A division, Athens Bone & Joint sits atop the standings with a record of 10-1-1. So they are firmly in the driver's seat heading into next week's tournament with the number one seed. Now, Tom Ellis Construction is currently in second place. They're barely edging out Athens Habitat Restore, who is currently at number three. And then AKO Signs is at number four. Northeast Sales is in fifth place right now with a record of 2-5-4. But we've got some key matchups in AA tomorrow. You know, Northeast Sales will play Athens Habitat Restore, and Tom Ellis Construction has a date with AKO Signs. Now, that Tom Ellis-AKO Signs game in particular could have implications for the seeding of next week's tournament, you know, for the 2-5 spots. So the double-A tournament, you know, like I said, it begins Monday, so stay tuned there as we head into next week. We'll be doing some reporting on that. You know, certainly Woody Osick and some of the guys next week will have some additional information there on the double-A tournament. Now turning into the machine pitch division, Boswell Insurance would appear to have a handle on the number one seed heading into the machine pitch tournament. And it begins Monday also, but the Generals are in second place, followed by Johnson Benefits Group in third, Norton Insurance in fourth, Zaxby's in fifth, and United Team Sports is in sixth place. Now, rounding out the standings, Garrett Paving in seventh, Butler Properties in eighth, Joma Construction in ninth, and Hutton Vandiver is currently bringing up the tail end there in the number 10 spot. But the top six teams will receive a first-round bye in the tournament, so it would appear that Butler, Joma, Hutton Vandiver, and United Team Sports would be the four teams to compete in round one if it were played today. But we've got matchups there again that are still to be played tomorrow, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some upsets taking place. We've got Norton Insurance taking on the Generals, and that game will have implications for seeds 1-4, it would appear. And Johnson Benefits Group, they've already played their last game of the regular season, so the Blue Dogs will have to sit back and wait for the outcome of that Norton Generals game to determine where each of those teams is going to land in the seeding. But hold that thought. We're going to come back to the Generals and Norton in just a moment. United Team Sports will take on Zaxby's, and they only trail Zaxby's by one game right now. So those two are battling for the 5-6 spots, and then Butler Properties will play Garrett Paving, and there's only a half game separating those two. So look for some potential movement following that game. Now, Joma Construction, like I said, they're going to play Boswell. A win by Joma could knock Boswell out of the top spot and create a tie for them with the Generals. But if Boswell loses to Joma and the Generals are able to knock off Norton Insurance, we could see the Generals take the top seed. So, you know, you can see there's a lot at stake here for these teams here on closing Saturday. The players and the coaches in all of our divisions have done a fantastic job of making this a great season here in Athens Little League. We're excited for the tournaments next week. Lastly, just want to round out real quick. We want to announce the winners of our pitch, hit, and run competition. Softball, ages 7 and 8, Adriana Ozuma won all three events, pitching, hitting, and base running. Softball, ages 9 and 10, Alex Ozuna was our champion. Softball, ages 11 and 12, Peyton Aubrey was the overall champion. Peyton Bradford won the pitch championship, and Caden Bradford won the run championship. In softball ages 13 and 14, the overall champion was Lauren Brown. She won all three events. Now, just quickly, baseball, the overall champion in the 7- and 8-year-old division was Braylon Harper. There was a tie for the pitching between Braylon Harper and Carson Thieme. Hit champion was Carson Thieme, and the run champion was Braylon Harper. The 9- and 10-year-olds, Benjamin Daniels was our overall champion. There was a tie for pitching between Benjamin Daniels and Quinn Osick. Quinn Osick was our hit champion, but Benjamin Daniels was the run champion. And then baseball ages 11 to 12, the overall champ was DJ Sumbrey, with Bo Broderick winning the pitch championship, and then DJ Sumbrey winning the hit and run. And then lastly, baseball ages 13 and 14, our overall champion was Jack Martin. The pitch champion, we have a tie between Jack Martin, Jaden Dennis, and Tayo Watanabe. The hit champion was Gavin Sabatini, and the run champ was Jaden Dennis. These winners will have the honor of competing in the regional pitch, hit, and run competition tonight at Cool Ray Field. So we're very proud of these young players. We wish them all success tonight as they compete and represent themselves and Athens Little League. And, gentlemen, that is your Little League report for this Friday.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to talking to Woody Osick on Monday for the Monday version of the Athens Little League report. Thanks, Jeff.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. That was the Athens Little League Report. It is brought to you in part by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A, Beachwood, Barnett, Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.